G'day, it's Thursday the 16th of March 2017. I mentioned to you earlier today that Ralph Blewett had a meeting organised with the police in Western Australia this morning. That's 5 years after Ralph came forward and offered to tell all in relation to what went on in the AWU scandal. Well, 5 years after him volunteering to fess up, he had an interview today with Western Australian Police in which he was asked, as he explains it, a few questions, just a handful. And at the end of that, he was charged with 31 offences of what he describes as deception, causing detriment to a person in respect of 31 invoices that the police allege were used to deceive Tease into paying money. If Tease was deceived by the bullshit invoices, I'll fly to the moon. The proposition that hardened, hard-nosed construction executives, Nick Jukes, Joe Trio, had no idea that there was no training being done is just, it's preposterous, it's risible. If the police have, as the best they can produce after 5 years of investigation, 31 charges in respect of alleged deceptions arising from the sham invoices, my God, we need to go back to basic detective training school. There are very serious offences here, very serious offences of secret commissions. But charging Ralph Blewett with deceiving Tease by the sham invoices that Tease knew all about is a gross miscarriage of justice. Similarly, for Mr. Blewett to volunteer to come back to Australia, for him to ask in advance whether he was going to be charged, for him to ask whether he would have any restrictions on his freedom, which he currently does, he's bailed. He has to bail to appear in court next Wednesday. And for the police to fail to answer him and say, "I'll just come, you know, we'll have a chat when we get here," I think is very, very poor form. This bloke Blewett, 71 years of age, insulin-dependent type 2 diabetic, sufferer from post-traumatic stress disorder, totally and permanently incapacitated war veteran, comes back of his own volition not only to stick his hand up and, you know, pay the price for the crimes that he admits he was a part of, but to tell all about the other Mr. Biggs who were in it. And the police ignore that and charge this poor bastard with a very, very, very low order offence that, by the by, is unlikely to succeed in court, in my view, simply because all that Blewett has to say is, no, there's no deception. This is not a fraud. This was a bribe. A bribe paid by Tease. It was facilitated by these invoices that might have been used to deceive auditors and stuff like that, but they weren't used to deceive the people that authorised the money coming over. The Tease executives, they were in on it. They were part of it. Mr. Blewett is going to need legal representation in Western Australia. He has not engaged any lawyer. He doesn't have the benefit of a federal government in power putting millions of dollars into the PILT, the Public Interest Legal Clearinghouse, as his co... Well, I don't even know if his co-accused Wilson has been charged yet. So if there are any lawyers interested in... helping a poor bloke, when I say poor, that's what I mean, bones of his backside bloke out on the pension, in the interests of justice and disclosing much larger offences, much more far-reaching and community-affecting offences than some AWU employee typing out invoices and getting charged with 31 counts of fraud, a fraud that never happened. Because Tease executives weren't defrauded. They were part of a conspiracy in which secret commissions were solicited and secret commissions were paid. Honest to God, back to detective training school, boys. Every touch leaves its trace.